702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist. We've been talking, Adam, this whole week about what happened, the tragedy, I suppose, the damage done to the island nation, the Pacific island nation of Tonga. And now, of course, that oil spill in Peru, it's also had an impact.
Yeah, and linked, weirdly enough, to the tsunami and the eruption at Tonga. And what we have is an oil spill off the Peruvian coast. We're talking 6,000 barrels of oil, and it could go up from that. Already, the Peruvian authorities have called it an ecological disaster. Beaches along the Pacific have been sealed off, hundreds of animals dead and washing up ashore, hundreds of fishermen badly affected too. And the oil company in charge, Repsol, has already been ordered by Peru's foreign ministry to pay compensation. What it looks like happened was that the extra large and powerful waves caused by the volcanic eruption near Tonga caused an oil tanker in some way to smash into a refinery, or something happened with the connection between the tanker and the refinery at La Pampilla, and the oil leaked out. 6,000 barrels is a fair old swipe. And if you look, you think, hang on, Tonga to Peru, it is 10,500 kilometers. So big planet, but a small world, eh?
Now tell me, Adam, who's more generous, the haves or the have-nots?
Well, strangely enough, it is, perhaps, understandably, the have-nots. Yes, why are rich people rich? Because they don't give any of it away. This is a new study that looked at data from 46,000 people across 67 countries. So it's a good swipe of humanity they've looked at. And researchers from the University of Agder in Norway say some people just aren't generous, and hormones in the brain may be to blame. They looked at the amygdala that signals reward and punishment. Is it also controlled, if you like, by other factors other than just your physiological makeup? And they found that, on the whole, poorer people are more likely to donate to charity as a sample of generosity. And they say, therefore, there's a kind of truth. I suppose they always were a bit true, weren't they, behind the famous characters of fiction. Ebenezer Scrooge, rich and mean. Cinderella, poor and kind. Although, of course, at the end of those stories, Ebenezer Scrooge becomes generous and Cinderella becomes rich. But apart from that, you get the idea that there's a lot in fiction that is absolutely true. So to rewrite Jane Austen's famous line, it's a truth university acknowledged that a man in possession of a good fortune may not be that nice, it seems.
We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.